Having met with the families of many of the young women who have been murdered over the last 6 years, it is absolutely heartbreaking. And I can only imagine the pain that Amy Doherty's family are going through at the minute. I mean, she's left behind two children that now have no mummy. And, you know, that is just an awful experience for any child. But for it to happen in such horrific circumstances, it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, you said about my pin, and it's about Chloe Mitchell. And, you know, I've been to meet her family, and I know the anguish that they're still going through today. So, you know, I understand how challenging this will be for them. And I think all of us are both heartbroken but also angry that another family is having to face this, and we are going to have to do better as a society when it comes to violence against women and girls. It's just not acceptable to me that over the last 6 years we have had 30 women who have died violent deaths, and I just think we have got to look and say, why are those rates higher here, and what can we do to drive them down? In terms of the Department of Justice, we have brought forward lots of new legislation. We have criminalised abuse and coercive control. We have criminalised things like non-fatal strangulation. We have criminalised stalking. And there are lots of other things that we're doing at the moment around things like deep fakes on the internet and another kind of abuse that can be perpetrated there. Banning things like strangulation and suffocation porn, because I think that's also really important. But by the time people get to the justice system, there's already harm has been caused, a life has been lost, a person has been harmed or hurt or injured. And what I want to do is move upstream, and that's why what the executive officer are doing in terms of tackling the attitudes that allow this violence to happen is so important to me. Because if we don't change the attitudes and we don't change the culture in our society, we are going to continue, yes, to criminalise people and yes, to hold them accountable, but we're going to continue to create victims, and that's what I want to stop. So I think the focus has got to be on how we change attitudes, how we empower young women so that they feel safe, that they recognise the red flags in relationships, that they know where to go for help if they feel threatened or fearful. And we need to get those resources out to those organisations that are best placed to help them. But we also need to work with our young men about respect, about how you should actually treat the people around you and deal with the increasing culture of violence that we see in our society. Because I genuinely believe that if we don't do that, we're going to see more families placed in the same tragic situation as Amy Doherty's family, and I would not wish that on anyone. And I'm genuinely heartbroken for them, because this must be just the worst thing that they could ever imagine, and now it's happened to them and they're having to deal with that.